Good afternoon and welcome back to Midday Magazine for this August 1st, 2023. I have your host, James J. Maloff here, and right now we're joined by our great friend, Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director of our Southwood County YMCA and Adams YMCA Aspires Health Center. Aaron, good to see you.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
How have you been?
I have been good. You know, last time I was here, I was quiet because our CEO is here and he talks a lot. I have to throw a little dig in there.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Yeah, Matt likes it. I guarantee Matt's going to hear that and laugh and smile. And a good guy. Good guy. We love talking with Matt.
Yeah, he's been a very good fit, so it's been good.
I was going to start there, and that's great to hear. I'll ask a question. I know the answer, you know, setting us up well. And that is one of those ones. I had no doubt that was going to be a good fit. Mm-hmm. It's great to hear, though.
Yeah, you can tell he's got a heart for community, but his background too. So he's got a very diverse background, and I like to tell people that CEOs, it's like they come in, they serve their purpose, and then when they leave, you have a new one come in, and then you get this whole new vision. Mm-hmm. So it's nice because then the Y kind of stays fresh. Keep getting new ideas in or whatnot. Not that I'm putting a timeline on when Matt should leave.
Certainly. We know what you mean. We get you. I'm actually glad you bring that up, Aaron, because while the new why that we have, and we've had long time love and relationship with the Y, not only us here at WFHR, our community has. It's part of the reason why we have the nice big facility that we do of the Y, is because this area has shown that they use the Y in that. Mm-hmm. But even as much as we've gotten maybe a little bit more used to having this big, beautiful building in town and everything, I am not kidding. It seems like every week I hear from somebody, yeah, I thought I'd check out the Y, got a membership. Like it just seems like every other week, if not every week, I'm hearing from a new friend or a new community person that is taking advantage of our Y, and we just want to encourage more and more people. I would gather that as nice of a size of a community as we have, we could have everybody in this community signed up at that Y, and everybody would find a use for it. There is something for everybody at the Y.
Yep. There's definitely something for everyone, and what cool things we're doing now, even with, so we know we've got this big, beautiful facility here. If you haven't been out to Camp Alexander, if you've never done that, you got to get out there and tour it, because it really is that diamond in the community that a lot of people don't know about. So whether it's camp programs or whether it's rentals, we do have a lot of outdoor weddings there. Who doesn't want to get married in the woods?
Yeah, my sister's wedding was outdoor. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful wedding. Yeah. Nice. I don't think that's probably ever going to happen for me, but if I were to, it would be outside. It would be outside.
Yeah. So being able to expand out there and kind of goes back to Matt a little bit. So he has definitely a grander vision for camp and how we are able to build out there. Because like where we're at right now with like the big facility here in Rapids, you know, how much are we able to expand there versus how much could we expand out at camp? Say we do some pickleball courts out there, or we have a rec center, or so just some fun ideas that we're starting to throw around, and actually just putting some good funding into updating camp and making it shine a little bit.
I think you worded it really well. It is literally kind of tucked away, so it is truly a hidden gem. I think that there's plenty. I know for a fact that there's so many people that as a kid or something maybe went to Camp Alexander, but then you get older and maybe you have kids and you don't think about it as much. It's still there. It is even more an exciting, more fun than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. And it is such a beautiful spot to check out.
Oh, yeah.
Encourage you and the kids to go ahead and check out Camp Alexander. It's a great spot.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to start with the golf outing. This is one of our bigger summer events, certainly one of your guys' bigger events.
Yep, absolutely. So our golf outing is an opportunity for us to fundraise. This is where we raise dollars that go towards our annual campaign. And, you know, annual campaign really just means money that we're able to set aside for our scholarship programs at the Y. So really this is what helps, you know, helps us be able to help the community. We all know someone who, you know, financially is struggling, and we never want finances to be a reason why someone doesn't join the Y. So when we have events like this, when people in the community are willing to come out to the Ridges, have a good time with us, you know, support this event, support the community, it's just, it's a win-win all the way around.
One of my earliest interviews doing this show was with Raquel Novak, with the former member of the former owner runner of the Y.
Yeah.
And Raquel was really great at helping me understand this job and questions to ask and a lot of that. And I remember asking her about, you know, funding or how, you know, membership. Yeah. And she said very similar to what you just said right there. And then we got done on the air and I asked her off air. I'm like, Raquel, are you serious about that? Like, wait a minute. That how do you keep the lights on doing that? How are you able to do that? And she tells me how important these events are, having these events, and how these events in this perfect circle that exists of having these fun, awesome events for the community that they come and they participate and they spend their money at. Yep. And that going right, funneling right back into the ability of, you know, I don't go to the Y. Why don't you? Well, I don't think I can afford it. Well, I got news for you. Yep. You can. The Y works with people. It's hard for me to say this because I got to tour that Y before it opened up. Raquel took me over there and everything. And I'm a big basketball fan. I love swimming. Yep. There's so much I love about the Y. I love the Port Edwards location. Mm-hmm. When I first moved out here, it's where I first played basketball in this area, how I made friends. I love the Y.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to say this, but I think my favorite part is that. I love that you guys do that. I love that the Y, that is a big part of it. Yeah, we want to keep the lights on. But more importantly, we want the community to be able to use the facilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where, you know, community like ours, this is where everybody just pulls together.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. This area has been struggling. You know, we've had some hard hits business-wise and job loss and whatnot. But to be able to have built that $26 million facility downtown Rapids, and we still have people in our community that are willing to participate in events like this. We have companies that donate every year to our annual campaign. It's people who are doing well. They have community in mind, and it's always that willingness to give back.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where as a why we feel solid, because we know we have such a solid base.
Yeah.
Yeah. This community has always come through. They've always come through for us, which we are so, so incredibly thankful for.
When we're talking about giving, we don't look at things as in the red or in the black or any of that. But but looking at it just in a sense that way, to maybe people that are on the fence about promoting or sponsoring things with the Y or an event like this, there are not many better PR marketing opportunities for you than attaching your name to something with the Southwick County YMCA.
Yeah.
There are showing where, you know, being on that side of things, being attached to that name. It you talk about a great way to add to your business, to promote your business. There aren't many better opportunities than being attached to an event like this or events that the Y hosts and has.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the old saying, buy local.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that same idea. And then our members, because they walk through the building and they see all the, like, say, the corporate sponsors, those people that are the, you know, platinum or gold level, whatever, you know, seeing their business logos on the wall, that encourages members to support them because they're supporting us. So it's that full circle.
Yes. It is something that I'm very adamant about. I shop and I go local every opportunity I get. And just to be a little more specific, I go local to businesses that go local.
I
stick with businesses that put back into this community. I like supporting them. And you're absolutely right. When I'm going through the Y and I see those business names, I'm making a check mark in my head. Like, that's a business I'm going to. That's a place that I will shop at. That's that kind of thing. Because I think that it is a full circle thing. And I love adding to that. I'm not alone. I know a lot of people in this community that feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And all of this is great. And the beautiful icing on this cake is these events are fun. This is a great time. We enjoy these events. This golf outing I hear people talking about for weeks and weeks afterwards.
And Ridges, they are so good to work with. They make it fun. We have some fun games that go on the holes. You can win prizes. We have a great dinner afterwards. And, you know, surprisingly this year we do have spots open. So if people want to register a team or even register individually, there are still spots. So if you're interested, give us a call. We can get you registered. And you can have a really great time. So it's Monday. It's this Monday, the 7th, which I'm still wrapping my head around the fact that we're in August.
The audience can't see, but the look on your face was perfect. That was great, yeah. Aaron. It is just right around the corner. So we do want you to, if you are still interested in this, get in on this now. The sooner the better. You mentioned registration. How can people do that?
Yeah, so they can either give us a call at the Y or go on our website, swcymca.org, and you'll be able to see. We have a slider up that has the golf outing, so you'll be able to click on that, and that will take you right to registering. But if you have issues with it, don't ever hesitate to give us a call. We're happy to take those phone calls.
It is a really good website. You guys got a great website. I don't see any issues with that. But if you do have any, please do reach out. There's always somebody there to answer the calls and that.
Oh yeah.
I want to talk about Bridge to Bridge as well. This is one of our favorite events around here at WFHR, and certainly in our community. We love promoting and talking about this event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is, is this our 8th annual?
I was going to ask. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I think
where's
it's the 8th.
Where's Matt Zakowski when I need him?
Right? I immediately thought of Matt, too. That's hilarious. Shout out to Matt.
Yeah. So this has really been like his baby for the last 8 years or so years. And this is such a great event because we're able to support our chronic disease program programming at the Y. So LiveStrong is a big program that we run, and it's for cancer survivors. And, you know, for those of you who are cancer survivors, if you've never heard of this program, again, please feel free to reach out to us. Brittany Board runs that program, and she does a really great job. She's getting ready to start her next session in September, which they're 12-week sessions. But the great thing is that, again, because of events like this, LiveStrong is completely free.
Yeah.
So it's 12 weeks, and you get your free membership for you and your family. And it allows you, you're participating in a program that helps support your rebuilding your endurance, strength, stuff that you may have lost during treatment. But more importantly, too, it's that social aspect. You're able to connect with people who can somewhat relate to what you've been through. You know, anyone who's heard the C word pointed at them, that's pretty traumatizing. So this program is significant, and our Bridge to Bridge really focuses on raising dollars so that this program, so nobody ever has to pay for this. Because we, as a Y, we want to obviously support those that are going through this. Yeah.
Whether you are the person going through it or you're a family member of the person going through it or something, and at this point in the game, everybody has been 6 degrees of separation. Everybody has either been touched by or had somebody touched by cancer. I feel pretty comfortable saying that.
Absolutely,
I think almost, you know, they're pretty far-fetched to think of somebody out there who hasn't known somebody or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so you are benefiting from this. You yourself, whether it is you or a family member. And one of the things that I've appreciated, not only about this event, but about the Stand Up to Cancer events in that in general, just around the country, let alone the world, is with all the heaviness and all the other things going on and the new diseases coming up and everything, we haven't lost sight of cancer. We're still focused and locked in on curing this and fixing this. If not one of the many forms of cancer in general. We're getting smarter about this, where I think as a society, where we're turning our sights on the right stuff.
I would agree.
We've spent way too much time bickering and fighting with each other, and we've been doing that like since the beginning of human existence. Meanwhile, these diseases just keep on running game on us. These diseases do not care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, or if you're rich or poor, or a man or a woman. They come after us. We're finally, I think, getting better about, you know what? We need to turn our sights on the stuff that really matters. And cancer is a big one. And doing events like this kind of bring that full circle for us.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, you think about it. You have a community of people coming together. I mean, excuse me. I don't know if anyone who's ever been at a starting line for this event has nudged the other person and say, hey, what side of the aisle are you on?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of nice. You put all the distractions, all the opinions to the side. Everybody's coming together for the same cause. And we're truly fortunate as a Y to be able to offer this event. You know, for us, it's just nice seeing so many people coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When is the event specific?
It is August 19th.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two options. There's a 5K and a 10K. So I know back in the day, it was a 5K or a 5 mile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, Matt decided that let's just, you know, instead of a 5 mile, let's just do it, 10K.
Okay.
So you're just doing the same route twice. you know, you're going to feel like deja vu, and that's okay. Yeah,
that's all right. That's all right.
It's totally fine. Yeah. So, but yeah, so for those that really don't want the longer distance, we have that nice 5K. We have so many people that sign up and walk it or they run it, you know, and then, of course, the 10K for those people that, that need to do that.
Yeah. And if you want to register for this, again, you can go to the website and do so.
Absolutely. Yep.
SWCYMCA.org is where you can do that. Again, SWCYMCA.org. We're speaking with Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director over at the Southwick County YMCA. And we're able to talk with Aaron thanks to our good friends at Tri-City Services. Want to send a big shout out to them and a thank you to them for that. Appreciate that. That we're talking about putting back into your community. Tri-City does that. We support our friends over there. Mm-hmm. You have something coming up that I was really looking forward to diving into. I love these other events.
Oh, yeah.
But you and I are big mental health advocates. We've talked about this before in other sessions that we've had. And you have a Teen Wellness Day coming up. This is an exciting opportunity for kids.
Absolutely. This is the very first time we've ever done anything like this. So Renee Kinney is our Healthy Living Director, and she and Sarah Wheeler, our community health worker, along with Tiana Ham, her registered dietitian. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the three amigos.
Yeah, I like that.
So they all kind of partnered together and came up with a Teen Wellness Day. So it's teen friendly. It has activities that would get teens interested, and it's, you know, it's set up in a way where they're going to learn new things, get to know each other, build relationships, and then of course at the end they get to do some cooking and eating of snacks, which I don't know of any teens that wouldn't want to do that. No.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's actually, so it's Saturday, August 12th, which again, that's coming up too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so it's for youth ages, so it's 11 to 17 year olds. Okay. And how it's set up is that we're talking about wellness, why it's so important for teens, especially nowadays, to really focus on their own mental health, you know, what they can do to you know, some behavior techniques that they can use. And, you know, teens, I don't know, maybe in my opinion, I feel like teens have it a little tougher than maybe I did. I think that
it's important for us also as adults to understand that we don't understand that there's stuff going on with social media and that we never even, you know, we can't relate to, we didn't go through. So that one of the best things we can do is I get that I don't get it, and I'm here to listen and I'm here to help.
Yep.
I want to be able to help with this and dissect wellness in different ways with these you guys and stuff. And for kids to be able to have the freedom to be able to do that, to know that there's nothing wrong with that. That when we were kids, like, I got picked on plenty. Yeah. But I got to go home. And yeah, my mom and dad might pick on me a little bit, but, you know, but it wasn't the same thing. You had a break from
that.
Yeah. There is no break anymore. Social media is all around us and constantly. And there's just, that's just one little speck of this, let alone all the other things and all the other stuff that just teenagers from the dawn of teenagers have had to deal with.
Right.
But these kids, these generations, especially that age group you mentioned there, there's an advantage we can give them. That with what we are in a day and age now where we're talking about mental health. It's no longer a taboo thing. It's not something that we say in a hushed voice anymore.
Right.
I think we've done a great job as a society talking about mental health and making that an okay subject. Mm-hmm. But now the real work begins. Now we got to put action to that.
Oh, absolutely.
And we can't just tell kids, hey, take care of your mental health. Now go on out there and be a great person.
Yeah, like, no, exactly.
Well, how do I do that? How? What are you talking about? Mental wellness? What is that? I don't remember hearing about that in health class. I don't. You know, they're just learning about this like we are too. So there's this kind of like a growing but a bonding thing that can exist between young and old with that, where we're all kind of learning at the same time with a lot of this. And for us as adults, an opportunity to help you give them not only the tools, but the ability, the freedom, and the strength to be able to face this. And hey, it's no longer like when we were kids, don't cry or don't do this. It's not that day and age anymore. Like, there's a power in your emotions. You're actually stronger. The strength comes from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't even say kids, teens, adults, you name it.
Yeah.
You know, acknowledge, there's strength and power in acknowledging where you're at and helping each other understand that, There's no power in hiding it necessarily. And the thing that I love about this wellness day is that while they're going to dive into some of these deep things, they're going to have some fun times intermixed too. Yeah. So it's not too much. So,
yeah. I did see obstacle course. I have to admit, I was really trying to pay attention, but I saw obstacle course and I got really distracted by that.
Well, and then there's the pig basketball tournament.
Yeah, that sounds awesome too.
Yeah.
They're going to have the opportunity to do different challenges or choose between group things that they can do as well. Mm-hmm. So that part of this is going to be really fun for them as well. Also, along with that, experiencing the why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is, and they're all doing it together as teens. So it's not mom or dad or guardian forcing them to do these things. And if they're trying, let's say they're trying out some yoga. Maybe that's not for them. Totally fine. You can at least say you tried it, and then you can move on to a different group that you want to try. So,
You mentioned the ages for the kids. Do they need parental permission for anything like this, or something to talk about with mom and dad, or maybe mom and dad are the ones telling them about it?
Right.
But they could register the same as with a lot of these events at the Y's website.
Yeah. So the easiest thing would be like say mom or dad or guardian, whichever want to sign them up, which is totally fine. So whether they're a member or non-member, get them signed up, and then what happens is it's just a form that you're signing as a legal guardian.
Like a lot of, whether it's a field trip or something like that with the event.
Yep. Because that way we know mom and dad are aware that's going on and...
When we're wrapping up is what I meant to say there. I'll fix that in post. No, I'm not going to fix it. Nutrition Day. I want to talk about the nutrition that's coming up and another important part of what the Y offers our community.
Yeah. So Nutrition 101, and this one is an interesting one because we're talking about mindful eating. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tiana Hamm, a registered dietitian, that mindful eating is something I need to work on.
You and me both. Yeah. We need to get more Tiana in our lives, I think.
I think so. But this is a great one because you're taking the time to really think about, okay, why am I going to the fridge right now? Is it the body for food or food for the body? Really, making ourselves pause and ask ourselves, why are we doing what we're doing in regards to food? We all have our own history with food. My husband is one where if he doesn't eat for 8 hours, it's okay. He'll survive. Life is good. He doesn't worry about it. If I go 8 hours, I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I'm going to die. I'm going to fall apart. We're all just so different. And I grew up in a household where if I had a really rough day, mom would offer me pudding or ice cream or here are the cookies that I made or whatnot. And so food for some of us, there's those emotional ties or strings, and for others, we use it as reward, and for some even using it as a punishment. So while this class isn't going to be able to dive really deep into all of that, it'll dive into some of it and give some really tips and give some really great resources for how to continue your journey into just mindfulness and just being more in touch with yourself with what you're doing and why you're doing it and all that good stuff.
I started doing some therapy, but I should say it loose because I just do it an hour a month or whatever. But started it back in December, and I had no idea how much of a relationship we have with food and how much that seeps into so many other things in life. And just getting into some of that is kind of cool. But talking about this event made me think about all these other events, too, that the Y does. And this is one of my favorite things also about the Y. Mm-hmm. This is a great class, but you have to put it to action. I love that the Y is there to help you and give you all the tools you need to succeed and with something like this or the teen wellness class and these things. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, here's all these things. Now put it to work. Put it to action. Not only is there when you do something like this and say you take the nutrition class and a couple months, maybe a year later, whatever it is, you're noticing that your diet is that much stronger or better. You're going to feel that much better about it than if somebody just did it for you.
Oh, exactly.
It's not just enough to it's one thing to say, hey, you should take care of your body a little bit better. Well, that's great. Well, how do I do that? Well, here you go. Here's a nutrition class to tell you how to help you do that. But now go fly. Go take this and put it to action.
Yep.
I love that. Yeah. I love the full, again, full circleness of this with this event.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice because, so with this, you're getting some of the tools and yeah, you're putting it into play. So you're taking the next steps and you're doing that action. And at the same time, as a why, we're not saying, well, figure it out. We also, you know, Tiana's great where she's able to still connect with people if they if they need more of that one-on-one help, and kind of same idea with personal training and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, for people who just need that additional help, or you know, that's why we're there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat. Everybody's in such a different place, and that's a really great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if we're all the same. We all have the same issues.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so boring. No, I don't want to talk to myself. I don't want to. No, I don't want to do that. That'd be a horrible interview too. It's always a great interview with you, Erin. We appreciate you so very much. If people have follow-up questions and want to know more about some of the things we've talked about, is there a way to reach you?
Oh, absolutely. So you can. I personally love email. So you can always use my last name, HESS@SWCYMCA.org. Otherwise, you can always call me too. So my direct line is 715-818-6017. So
thank you.
Yeah, people are always welcome to call or email, or even if you have great ideas, you have some new ideas for the Y, share those too. Yeah. We love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can find out more by going to SWCYMCA.org and encourage you to follow the Y on Facebook and social media as well. It's a great follow. And again, a big thank you to Tri-City Services. We appreciate them and appreciate you, Erin. Say hi to everybody over there for us, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine tomorrow for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.